Good morning, boys and girls. How are y'all? Good. I'm Miss Amanda, and I'm doing the children's sermon today for Miss Jessica while she's on vacation. I'm so glad you're all here this morning. Okay, what if I told you that my favorite people, and only my favorite people, were blue? What if I told you that? If you're not wearing blue, would that make you very happy? No, it's not true anyway. What if I said that my favorite people are only the people who have brown hair and brown eyes just like me? You wouldn't be very happy with that one either, would you? Blue eyes? All right. Well, that's not my favorite either. Just brown hair and brown eyes are not my favorite. After all, you can't really help what color your eyes and your hair are, can you? God gave you your eyes and your hair, didn't he? Those are really silly examples of playing favorites. But sometimes we really do decide that we like people based on the way they look or the things they have. We don't mean to, but we do it, don't we? We may decide that we only like people who have PlayStations or have really nice toys or super cute clothes. And we might decide that we don't want to talk to people who don't have those things. In the book of James, James actually talks about that. He says it's called favoritism, or playing favorites. It means that you choose a reason not to like someone or to like them. Sometimes we accidentally play favorites, don't we? Like when we have a best friend, it's okay to have a best friend, but they shouldn't be your only friend. But James talks about when we choose reasons to like or not like someone, those aren't very good. He says that we shouldn't look at someone who has nice clothes and nice stuff and treat them better than somebody who is poor and doesn't have those things. When we do that, we forget that God made them both. God made everybody, didn't he? God made people who were rich, and God made people who were poor. And James reminds us that God has chosen those who look poor to us to be rich in faith. Faith isn't about how much money you have or what cool toys you have. Faith is about trusting God and depending on God. And God tells us, he commands us, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And when we ignore someone, are we loving them like we love ourselves? No, we're not. When we refuse to play with somebody because they don't have cool toys, are we loving them like we love ourselves? No, not so much. You see, God wants us to be careful about playing favorites. He doesn't want us to look at someone and say, I don't like them because God made every single one of us. We all look different. We may talk differently. We may walk differently. Some of us may have more stuff than others, but God made every single one of us. And God loves us all the same. He loves every single one of us, no matter what. So before you decide that you don't like someone because of their hair or their clothes or the toys they have or the car they drive, remember that God created everyone. And God doesn't play favorites. Imagine if God chose to love some people and not others. Well, that wouldn't be good at all, would it? And it really isn't what he does. God loves every single one of us no matter what. Remember that God doesn't play favorites, and he doesn't want us to either. Now, we're going to say a quick prayer, and then you can go back and sit with your families. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for loving each and every one of us. Thank you for not playing favorites. Help us to remember that you made us all. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.